Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify has got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
Welcome back to EV News Daily. Coming up on today's podcast, the entry-level Mustang Mach-E. XPeng's SUVs for Finland and Porsche open another fast-charging hub for exclusive use. Plus, stay tuned, because later in the show, I'll tell you why Polestar are going rallying in the Arctic with their electric vehicles. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you're listening around the world. Welcome to EV News Daily, your trusted source of EV information for the weekend and the first day of February, pinch punch and all that. I'm Martin Lee, and I go through every EV story so you don't have to. Patreon supporters get the shows out free. Be like them by clicking on that link that you'll see just there at the top of the show notes. Let's start with Porsche news. Porsche's opened its 5th charging lounge. This one's in Hamburg. This new facility has high-speed charging up to 400 kilowatts. It has 4 fast charging stations that can provide charging to enable the new Porsche Taycan models to hit that 320 kilowatts peak, 80% charge in 18 minutes. Of course, the original Porsche charging stations had charging speeds about that, maybe the 300 kilowatt stuff. Now the new Taycan can go to 320. They're having to put new chargers in that go to 400. And that's because the lounge is designed for Porsche drivers only. It's for comfort and coffee and soft drinks and snacks and fast Wi-Fi. And you pop your registration number into the Porsche app. And as you approach the barrier, it will rise and you can keep the rest of us commoners out. Well, the construction uses concrete for the foundations, but they say it uses steel and stainless steel and wood and stone for the rest. It's as eco as they can do. The lounges have heat pumps for temperature control and solar panels on the roof. Access to the Hamburg charging lounge is integrated into the Porsche navigation system and the app as well on your Porsche ID. Also, the last lounge to open was June, I think last year, Ingolstadt. They have AC chargers, 22 kilowatt AC chargers there, but I don't think they got them in the Hamburg place. So if you are, you know, in Germany, and my listeners are driving a Porsche Taycan, and you want to head into somewhere that is only for people like yourself, then go and enjoy that. Now, the 2025 Ford Mustang Mach-E is going to open orders very soon with a new starting price of $36,495. That's really good, isn't it? Now, the new Select model is $3,000 lower than the previous option, but they've reduced the EPA estimated range to 260 miles. That's 418 kilometers rear-wheel drive, 240 miles for the all-wheel drive version. The higher-range versions, of course, are available, offering 300 miles plus at a higher price, but this new lower starting price of $36,495 is a clever bit of marketing and, you know, just you know, marketing your product, because it means that having a product in the Mustang Mach-E lineup, you can advertise it on the website, all the touch points for your potential buyers as from $36,495. And that lower number, even though people might think, oh, I don't really want a car that does 260 miles. Hey, and by the way, have a look at your use case. So what I'll say, a lot of people think they need more miles than they really do. It could be a second car. It just could be a car that you think, well, it charges pretty quickly, and that's fine for us. It's still a decent range, and that's a very, very good price for the Mustang Mach-E. And so I think it's sensible to get people invested into the branding, not just Ford EVs, but in terms of the Mustang Mach-E. Last quarter, best-selling EV in the US was the Model Y, then Model 3. Mustang Mach-E was fifth and third overall for the entire year, with sales over 50,000. Behind the Model 3, we sold 190,000, and Tesla Model Y about 370,000 in the US. So a long way behind, you know, 370,000 Model Ys shows there's a market in the US for people wanting the kind of vehicle that a Mustang Mach-E is. Lower price might get people more interested. And who knows, maybe there's some Model Y owners that want to try something different. Maybe some people that have been put off by having a very vocal CEO and perhaps his involvement in politics. I think that might be slightly over-egged in some circles, saying, oh, no one's going to buy a Tesla now because Elon's gone a little bit loopy. But there's probably some element of truth, you know, in that. And so there's a market there for that segment. And so the Model Y has proven it. You've only got to rob some sales off of the Model Y. You know, take 20, 30,000 units, and it makes a real difference to Ford. Well, the Mustang Mach-E has several important upgrades. The Ford Power Promise program has customers who order the new Ford vehicles, like the Mustang Mach-E, a free home charger. Great technology, by the way, and installation. They've added a heat pump to the Mustang Mach-E and some other improvements as well. That is still a very compelling vehicle. Add it to your list. Go drive it. See what you think. Now, Cadillac have a new ad campaign focusing on lifestyle. General Motors has hired a new advertising agency for Cadillac. And they found, in taking on the contract and finding that do some research about Cadillac owners, the new ad agency found that there's one particular curious thing about Cadillac owners that the rest of us might be a bit different. They all have swimming pools, at least according to the new ad agency. I don't know. Maybe there's some sense in this. And they said, what we realized was that Cadillac drivers are more sociable. They like to entertain around their swimming pools. This is sounding tenuous. No, I don't know. The finding has led to a new ad campaign. Firstly, for the Escalade IQ, their first electric large SUV. And they're using the slogan, Let's take the Cadillac. Now, the ad agency says that Cadillac owners are more social and enjoy showing off their cars and lifestyles, like their swimming pools. The first ad shows two couples driving the Escalade IQ through a city and using a car elevator to reach a fancy rooftop event where they all join in and have lots of fun. And all being sociable, aren't we wonderful Cadillac EV drivers? The ad also features the Lyric, the Compact, Optic, and the three-row Vistic. Cadillac's seeing good sales for the Lyric in the US. The EV prices for the Cadillac brand EV is between $50,000 and $150,000. So they're hitting those price points. The new ad focuses, though, more on lifestyle and doesn't really mention the electric thing very much. We'll see if that works for them. Now, XPeng is officially launching its presence in Finland by introducing two SUV models, the G6 and the G9. These vehicles will be available through Inchcape Motors Finland. The G6 is a mid-size SUV aimed to compete with the Tesla Model Y, starting at $48,000 equivalent for the standard range. The G9 is the flagship model, starts at about $80,000 or 76,000 euros equivalent for the all-wheel drive performance variant. Now, the mid-size G6 will do 550 kilometers WLTP. G9 does 520. A new showroom is scheduled to open in Helsinki next month. Now, XPeng began their European expansion in Norway in 2021 and has since entered Germany, France, Netherlands, Denmark, Spain, Sweden. Any more? Nothing, that's it. To date, the company sold over 10,000 vehicles in Europe, which it feels like a good number, but I'm sure it's a lot less than XPeng thought 3 or 4 years ago than they'd be at by now in Europe. But still, nearly 200,000 vehicles worldwide last year. 10,000 over here. The G9 in Europe is, like I say, 78,000, 80,000. It's $31,000 equivalent in China. So again, that's a vehicle that is less than half price. And it's really hard to do those conversions because of taxes. Obviously, we've got import duties and there's conversions to do and things like that. But still, even if it's just half the price in China, just goes to show that we are paying a lot more, a premium for our electric vehicles. Okay, moving on. One of the best charging networks, it's up there for me, with InstaVolt Osprey Charging. Obviously, the electric highway stuff, it is all fantastic from GridServe. It's really hard to pick one of my favourite charging networks now here in the UK because there's been so many improvements. Osprey, I still think, are right up there. Love whenever I stop in at a station. Just the hardware's great. The technology's great. It always works. So reliable. Osprey is going to create some new ultra-rapid charging hubs in the UK for Legal and General. Now, that's they own retail and leisure parks. There's already one functioning in Stoke-on-Trent with four rapids. Besides that, they've got two additional rapid hubs to be built in Waltham Abbey in Essex and Watford as well. The sites are off the M25 and M1 respectively. In total, these new developments will increase Legal and General's network by adding six sites to the 72 ultra rapid. To add 72 ultra rapid plugs to their existing portfolio. So that's fantastic. Good choice, I would say, going with Osprey. Now, the UK vehicle production is dropping. In 2024, vehicle production in Great Britain, not the cars we buy, but the cars we make here, fell by 12%, resulting in fewer than 1 million units being made. Total production was 905,000 vehicles, which includes cars and vans. That is an all-new record in the modern era in terms of being too low. Manufacturers are updating some of their plants to improve production for electric vehicles. And, you know, Jaguar Land Rover are doing a lot of investment, for instance, with the new electric Range Rovers and Land Rovers coming. Of course, Jaguar are sitting out the year for now, but that investment is happening. Exact numbers of fully electric vehicles made in the UK, I can't find that, by the way. The number only given is for plug-in hybrids, full EVs, and regular hybrids. Now, we have got in production happening here, you know, Nissan in the northeast, very famously for a long time making the Leaf. The Aria New Leaf is going to be made there. But a total of 276,000 electrified vehicles, doesn't include hybrids, but still, that's a quarter. That's about it's almost a third, isn't it? So, but that does also include cars without a plug socket on. So maybe we shouldn't include them in the number. That's your first half of the podcast. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk about lawsuits and e-bikes. Stick around, back in a mo.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling. But when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days, a 101-night sleep trial, and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices, up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep, upgrade your life. Ghostbed, the coolest beds in the world.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days, a 101-night sleep trial, and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices, up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep, upgrade your life. Ghostbed, the coolest beds in the world.
Welcome back to the podcast. If you heard an ad or two, thank you for listening to the ad-supported free feed. It does help a little bit. It's mostly the Patreon supporters, 222 Patreon supporters that put their hand in their pocket every month and pay my bills. This is what I do now. So thank you very much. Your support, your patience is fantastic. And thank you to everybody on Patreon. You can be one of those, by the way, and have a look at the link in the show notes. Now, Podpoint is a UK EVSE manufacturer. They've made a big move in the Energy Flex plan by becoming the first company, they say, to sell wholesale energy under new rules. They're called the P415 rules, apparently. These rules allow non-energy companies, Podpoint makes chargers, or EVSEs we should call them, it's not an Octopus Energy. They haven't got a license to sell energy, but they're a non-energy supplier, but they can operate as a virtual trading party, which allows Podpoint to earn money. The effort helps Podpoint to give rewards to customers for charging their EVs at the right time to help the grid stay flexible and stable. Energy flexibility is really important since the wholesale price changes on how much is needed. So demand is high about 5 or 6 p.m. and it drops around 2 a.m. when everyone is asleep. So if you can shift when the dishwasher goes on, when the tumble dryer and the washing machine, and you charge your car overnight, then you should be rewarded for that. Now, weather can affect the prices as well. We're pretty windy, so to speak, here in the UK. We've got most of the wind in Europe. And so why not have, on a windy day, loads of renewables adding to the grid. To help manage demand and help the grid stable, keep the grid stable, EV chargers pause charging during the day, increasing charging overnight, and customers then earn rewards for these adjustments. The flexible strategy all helps to the UK's net zero goals. Now, let's talk Mercedes-Benz. A couple of days ago, last Sunday, on the 26th, I told you the BMW were joining the lawsuit against the European Union's China tariffs. Mercedes-Benz have added their name to the list, alongside companies like Geely and BYD, taking the European to court about the China tariffs, which is as high as 45%. It was 35% plus the 10% they already pay. And Tesla are joining in with that. BMW added themselves to the list last week. Mercedes and Geely worked together to make the smart cars. And it's really interesting how the Germans have obviously got a self-interest with Chinese investment. They want to sell cars in China. One example of that is, I think it was Poland voted for the China tariffs, and that's where the Leap Motors are going to be made, that joint venture with Stellantis. And all of a sudden, the Chinese soft power, the influence, saying, well, maybe we shouldn't make vehicles with our joint venture, even though it's only a 49% China-owned, so it's not a Chinese company. Don't get the tariffs on those Leap Motors. It's a Stellantis company. Even they, the Chinese, go, well, maybe we'll make them in Germany now. Because the Germans voted against the tariff. So, man, politics and power, eh? And so the Mercedes work with Geely, and they've got the smart brand, Geely a big investor, and so they've joined in with the lawsuit against China tariffs. As of, last time I looked, little progress in any talks for a broader agreement, according to Bloomberg. Now, e-bikes are interesting because if you got an e-bike, do you want to twist a throttle or a thumb throttle, or do you want to pedal? Now, e-bikes over here in Europe are limited, and so you are limited to 250 watts, about a third of a horsepower, which is 25 kilometres an hour or 15 miles an hour. And in many European countries and here, it's the same. And so if you have an e-bike, you've still got to turn your feet, you still join in on all the cycle lanes and the tracks with all the other cyclists, but you get a bit of a boost, and going uphill is, it makes taking your bike out if you haven't got the most strength, or even just an e-bike makes a longer journey more pleasurable. Our Conservative Party, before they were voted out, wanted to increase the power limit to 500 watts, which would take us out of step with Europe, but would allow more power. However, a public consultation was held by the Department for Transport, and they said that while the opinions from consumers was sort of evenly split, really, some saying, yeah, we want more power, no, leave it as it is, the industry stakeholders wanted to keep the current regulations. And I wonder why that is. In North America, the regulations allow it to 750 watts. In Canada, it's 500. You can have twist throttles and thumb throttles, and you haven't got to move your feet and anything like that. Which I understand, because my most recent trip to Florida, I thought, well, I'll get my Airbnb close to where I'm staying. It wasn't in downtown Miami. It was slightly outside. And I was maybe a 10-minute walk, and I hadn't even bothered to look on Google Maps if there was a sidewalk. And there wasn't. And that's my stupid European brain going, no, I'll book an Airbnb a 10-minute walk away. But no, there was no way of getting. I had to get a car. It's a 10-minute walk. That's a ridiculous thing to do. But just, there was no way of doing it. I put myself at risk. And okay, so anyway. But it's worth pointing out that over here, we do have a big cycle network, and we're not all Amsterdam, for instance. Although, look, even in the Netherlands, we've had some news reports lately of these imported Chinese e-bikes that don't fit the regulations, and so people are risking having them confiscated by the police or having action taken against them. But, look, police forces are so stretched thin. I mean, really, are they going to go out of their way to crack down on every e-bike? But some of those being ridden, particularly, I think, by younger people as well, maybe in high school or college students, and they're sort of trying to get somewhere quickly. They're so out of sync with the general speed of cycling. So I think maybe what the industry stakeholders are worried about is having these almost mopeds on the road. Whereas if you are doing that, or maybe you should be on the road wearing a helmet, maybe you got to pass a test in order to have that high-powered e-bike, whereas all of our e-bikes at the minute here, much more low-powered, they're pedal assist, for instance, and that kind of keeps you in the flow of all the other cyclists. But we do have a lot of cycle lanes. I live on a national cycle highway, so I can get pretty much anywhere I want to. There's a short stretch because I live in a cul-de-sac in a quiet part of Poole. So I've got to go a couple of junctions before I hit onto the cycle highway, and then I'm not near any cars for miles if I want to go on the trails or whatever. And that's nice. But if I was somewhere like, I went to Miami, and there's like no sidewalk, no cycle lanes, I'd probably want a faster e-bike just to feel safe and keep up with the traffic and pull away from lights quickly and stuff like that. So, horses for courses, I think you don't need to have the same regulations around the world, but a real shame the UK sort of passed up that opportunity a bit. But either way, our new Labour government said, no, we'll knock that idea on the head and we'll leave it at the lower power. Polestar next in the news. And Polestar, the performance bit of Volvo back in the day. Then Volvo made the acquisition to get Polestar. Previously, they were just the motorsports tuning bit. They, very famous for motorsports, rallying and touring car, have introduced their Arctic Circle collection of electric vehicles inspired by their racing history. And wanting to get back to talking about their racing history, these vehicles and concepts won't go into production, but they will be used for building the Polestar brand. They've put a 2, a 3, and a 4 with Ohlins dampers, adjustable ride heights, Pirelli studded tyres, Oz racing wheels, spotlights, tow hooks, Recaro bucket seats, roof lights, massive roof lights, and all-terrain skis on the roof. Just to, I think, probably try and use those vehicles in some sort of way to remind people about their background and where they want people to think of the Polestar brand. Although, of course, I own one now, I'm just a massive Polestar fanboy these days, aren't I? So you can level that criticism at me. And finally, the automotive industry is struggling with a drop in demand. European car makers are facing tough times because of a sharp decline in consumer demand, says the trade body, the ACEA, the Car Makers Association. The trend of local for local is actually doing damage as well, as it changes the way that cars are made. Companies like the German automakers are increasingly producing cars near where they're sold. China cars always made in China, of course, but US cars made in Europe, not exported. And so that's causing a real issue for the decline in the automotive industry. There's agreements that electric cars are going to be the future, but that trade organization, the ACEA, says that customer trust, they say, bearing in mind Turkey's voting for Christmas and all that customer trust is low because of poor charging infrastructure. Now, when Tesla realized that, they went and built the supercharger network, put their hand in their pocket. And the car makers would say, well, look, Ionity and all the other investments we've made, we're doing that too. Electrify America, Ionity in the US. We're talking about Europe here. The end of purchase subsidies in Germany has been blamed for a drop in EV sales. Chancellor Olaf Scholz wants the European Union for a unified subsidy program. And critics say that automakers have concentrated too much. Their profit maximization strategy has been to make big, expensive, high-end models. And that means that EVs have been expensive. It raises the mean average price of an EV. But automakers say that they already sell their cars at a loss, which means they've got no wriggle room. The ACEA calling on the European Union to rethink the fines for missing CO2 targets this year. The European Commission is looking into solutions for the fines while aiming as well to hit the targets. Of course, like I say, it's a lobby organisation. They're going to lobby for whatever they can do. And they don't want to pay a penny in fines. And that's totally understandable. But we want to clear up the air that we breathe. And just look at the UK last year. They set an ambitious target. All the car makers bellyached last year. Oh, I'm going to sell the cars too cheap. We haven't got the cars to sell. And in the end, they all ended up hitting the targets. Near as damn. No one's paying any fines anyway. They either bought credits from Tesla or whatever. And so I'm not dismissing how hard it is. These are stretch targets. They might miss them, but it's better to shoot for the stars and not quite get there than say, well, we'll give them a free pass and you carry on making polluting cars. And so, you know, they're going to argue in their own self-interest. You can't argue against that, really, you know, totally understandable. But still, hopefully the regulators stay strong and we have, you know, we have lots more EVs on the road. That's the podcast for today. Thanks for listening. Thanks to our premium partners, Porsche of the Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, and Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, National Car Charging on the US mainland, and Aloha Charge in Hawaii, and Octopus Electroverse. Global public charging, made simple, with one app and one map. See you tomorrow. Have a good weekend. And remember, there's no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling. But when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process. From syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns, automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101 night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
You've finally broken loose from work. 3 friends, 1 tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.